your host, Julia Cardoso, and welcome to Anxious Ramblings. Here we're going to speak about all the crazy thoughts in your head that you're afraid to say out loud. So before I get into the topic for this episode, I'd like to say sorry for missing the posting for last week and for not posting on time. I've been dealing with a lot of anxiety lately. I think the stress from applying to grad school and applying for jobs, and I'm going to graduate college in December, all of that is just hitting me at the same time, and I was going through a really rough time. Still dealing with that now, but I'm a lot better. And hopefully I can end the semester off on a good note. So thanks for being patient, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. The topic for this episode is public speaking anxieties. So I think public speaking has got to be like one of the most common fears. Like, many people who don't even have anxiety get really scared to stand up and speak in front of a group of people. And the reason I wanted to do this, because last year I had a class, two classes actually, senior seminar for my sociology class and deviance behavior, and I had to do presentations in that. But for the senior seminar class, it had to be 20 minutes, and you had to present on your research, and you had to stand there alone for 20 whole minutes and give a speech in front of like 30 people. And I honestly thought that I was going to fail it and just take a zero for it, because I couldn't imagine standing up there for 2 minutes, let alone 20. But I got through it and I got an A, and I'm going to give you some tips on how to get through a brutal presentation. So first, I think I like to talk about the origins or the causes of public speaking anxieties. And I think one of the main focuses of public speaking is that it originates from social phobia. Just social phobia includes like just being afraid of being judged or not being good enough. And I think the more time that people spend away from public situations, the harder it is when you actually have to get up there. And nowadays, everything is being done online. Public speaking is becoming less and less common. So I'm going to give you some tips on how to reduce public speaking anxiety. So first thing that I would suggest is to practice. Practice, practice, practice. Make sure that you plan ahead and get into the habit of standing in front of the mirror and saying your speech. Ask family members if you can practice in front of them, have them sit in the living room or something and just practice in front of them. I would say the most important thing is to memorize your first three lines so that you can start off really confident and you know that I know these three lines and I'm going to start off really strong, and these are the lines that I'm going to go really hard for. And then it can really set the tone for the rest of your speech. Another thing that helped me was visualization. So while you're practicing, if you have no one to practice with, practice visualizing yourself in the moment. Visualize you standing there and there's a group of people, some that you know, some you don't know, and just see how you feel. You may start to get anxious at this time, but that's okay. Now that's going to prepare you for how you're going to feel when you actually give the speech. And get used to this feeling of the anxiety and then practicing calming yourself down in that moment. So one thing that I also did was to have something in my hand that's small that I can just, that no one would really notice, that I can just hold on to. I had like this little pocket Buddha that I have, and when I get nervous, I take it out and I just hold it in my hand. It's something that gives you comfort. Or there's like, I have like this little rock that says balance on it. Just little things, or like a scrunchie or something small that you can just hold on to basically let your nerves go into. Another thing you can do is maybe have something moving, like move your finger, or if you have your hand behind your back or in your pocket, just move your fingers. Like something that will take the nervous energy and direct it into another part of your body. And I would say another thing to do is to practice relaxation techniques before the presentation. So whether it be yoga, meditation, grounding techniques, just really find what works for you. And before the presentation starts, even a day or two before, just start thinking about how you're going to feel during that presentation. I know it's going to suck to even think about that, but you have to be prepared for it. And then trying to learn how to calm yourself down when you get those anxious feelings. Because I am all about exposure, but no one wants to feel like a nervous wreck during a presentation, because you're not going to do well. You have to learn how to be being able to switch that off while you are given the presentation so that you are able to really say what you have to say in a really great way. So during the speech, first thing I would say is to start off strong. Like I said, if you memorize the first couple lines, and you really, well, you should memorize all of your speech, but if you have the first three, like, really down-packed and strong, you should stand up straight and just go for it. Take a deep breath and just go for it, and start off by saying what you have to say. Even if you think you're too loud, it's okay. Just go strong, speak up loudly and clearly. And another thing I would say is to focus on the wall directly in front of you. Like, it looks like you're looking at someone, but you're actually looking at the wall. That way, you don't have to pay attention to people, because that can be kind of distracting. When I see people, like, not paying attention, I'm like, oh, maybe they're getting bored, or, you know, maybe my speech isn't good, they're not really paying attention to me. You don't have to worry about that. Just focus on the wall in front. Or another thing you can do is that if you have a friend in the class, maybe you can look at them and act like you're talking to them. Not the whole time. Don't focus your attention on one person. But if you just, every time you get nervous, you turn and look at them and just like, oh, you can even tell them ahead of time, like, hey, I'm going to be a little nervous. I'll be like basically talking to you during my speech. And that will be something that can really help. And one thing that I did last semester was that I started off really bad. And then I was like, hey, guys, I'm kind of nervous. Bear with me. And, you know, you have to realize that everyone else is nervous for presentations. I don't think people are naturally good at those things. They have to practice and they become good. And most of the time, people aren't really paying attention to how nervous they are. They're just listening to what you're saying. So I would say is that just be like, okay, I'm nervous. Because when you admit it, especially when you admit it to the class, it's just like, okay, I'm a little bit more comfortable now. I'm going to do well, and I know that I'm nervous, but I'm going to get what I have to say out in a really good way. Another thing that I would say is to not worry about making mistakes. I'm going to tell you this right now, your speech isn't going to be perfect, and no one is expecting it to be perfect, and you shouldn't expect it to be perfect, but the message that you're going to get out is what really matters. So if you stumble on a word or you forget something, it's okay. You're going to get through it, and that's all that really matters. So when you feel like you've made a mistake, just take a second, take a deep breath, and start over. Have like a glass of water, a cup of water with you so that you can sip on, and then just start right back to where you left off. And I also want you to remember that your teacher, the audience, no one is going to penalize you for stumbling on a word, for making a mistake. Because we all do it, we're all humans, and no one is going to go up there and give a perfect speech with no single mistake or no single stumble. So I want you to remember that, and that those mistakes are not going to ruin your speech. So I'm going to share some tips that my Tumblr followers said helped them during their presentations or public speakings. The first one is, be okay with making mistakes. The audience won't catch 75% of them and will forgive you for the other 25%. Another follower said, preparation for the speech before presenting helps me. If I rehearse out loud to myself, I feel better. Being confident in the words I'm saying helps my presence and keeps me from fidgeting. Another follower said they use flashcards. And flashcards can be really helpful because at least you would have something to glance at. If you forget a word or you stumble and you need to start over, you can have a flashcard there, and it's kind of a comforting thing. And something, this follower said that they would put encouraging notes at the end of each flashcard. It's like, yeah, you did it. I'm proud of you. Like, keep going. So that you can just really self-encourage yourself to relax a little bit more and to realize that you're doing a great job and just to keep going. Another thing that was suggested by a follower was to get to know some people in your class. And I can definitely say that this will be tremendously helpful, because when you're looking at a group of people who you don't know, it's going to be really bad, because you're just like, oh my God, what are they thinking of me? Like, I don't know these people. They don't know me. I wonder what they're thinking. But then if you're like, oh, I know this person, we worked on this project together, oh, I know this person, we always say hi to each other, or that's my friend over there, it's a little bit more comforting, and it helps to get to know the people in your class so that you can feel a little bit more comfortable giving the speech. And also, one more thing that I just remembered that can help so much is to talk to your professor. So during my senior seminar presentation, I went to her like about, I actually went to her like 2 months in advance, and I told her, like, this is going to be something that I'm going to struggle with, and I really need your help. And she was able to really give me the confidence I needed to go through with the presentation and do well, and I got an A. And I think if I didn't go to her and tell her that this is something I'm going to struggle with and I'm going to try my best, I wouldn't have gotten that A. So that is something that I encourage all of you guys to do. Even if it's not for class, just going up to the people who are you working with, if you have to do this for work or something, just to let them know that you're nervous, because everyone gets nervous and no one is going to get mad at you for being nervous. So to end this podcast, I'd like to first talk about a frequently asked question that I'm always getting on my in my Tumblr inbox. And the question is, how do I live with this mental illness? How do I live with being anxious all the time and tired and being sad and depressed? How do I keep going and how do I commit to, how do I function basically with this mental illness? So first I want to say that it's hard. It's not something that you're going to wake up the next day and be like, okay, I'm okay now. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to go to school. It's not. It's not going to happen like that. It's something that's going to take work and it's going to take dedication. It's going to take patience. And I think the first step into learning how to live with a mental illness is really to learn about it. Learn about what you're dealing with. Learn about your anxiety or your depression or your bipolar. Like, what is bipolar? What is anxiety? What is depression? What are the symptoms I'm going to feel? Speak to your doctor. And also, I would say, is to commit to recovery. That is a huge step. Honestly, if I didn't commit to recovery, if I didn't believe that one day I'm going to get over this, I'm going to recover, and I'm going to learn to put this behind me and live my life to the fullest, that I wouldn't be here right now, because I would still be in that dark phase that I was at before. And another thing that can really help with living with a mental illness is asking for help. I know that's like the hardest step. No one wants to ask for help. It's sometimes people feel like they're weak if they ask for help, but that's not true. Like, people are out there because they want to help people. They want to help you. They want to give you the help that you need. They want you to succeed, and they want you to feel better. So telling someone that you're suffering is really going to be the first step into recovery and into learning how to live with this mental illness. Another thing that I would say is to believe in yourself. You need to really believe that you can do it, that you can recover, and that everything will get better, because if you don't, you're not going to go anywhere. You're going to be stuck into your room. You're going to be stuck in your comfort zone. And another thing that can definitely be helpful is to leave your comfort and to learn ways on how to make this all, to make your comfort zone greater. Like, I always emphasize, like, exposure, 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 because it's the only thing that's going to help you leave that place where you feel so comfortable. And to really recover, you really need to put yourself out there when it's the hardest. And I would say to build a really great support system within your own house, or with your friends or people at work. Like, find people that you know that if you're having a rough time, you can turn to them and you can tell them, like, hey, I'm not doing so well, I really need your help. Find people in the professional field, like find a psychiatrist or therapist or someone in a counseling center that you know you can turn to. And last thing that I want to end off on is to say that recovery is possible, not just for me, but for everyone out there who is suffering from a mental illness. And it's not going to be a straight path. It's going to involve work. And regardless of how bad you feel right now, it can and it will get better. I know you've heard this a million times, but I want to say it again because I know that it can happen. So for this episode, I'd like to thank my audio editor, Jean, my music composer, Elise, all my Tumblr followers, and those who answered the question for this episode. And I'd like for you guys to take the time, if you can, to rate and subscribe to my podcast. Please send me ratings. The more ratings I get, the more my podcast is seen on iTunes. If you'd like to contact me, you can email me at anxietysurvivor@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter @anxioussurvivor. Thank you all for listening. Hope you all have a good day. Mm-hmm.